these archives. Instructions are on the page. 2 months' worth of archives are stored in mono, and a half a month's worth in stereo.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal.
If you're having trouble, please email sys@ckut.ca. That's sys@ckut.ca. Oh,
yeah! The opening song?
You're listening to Owls from Hell.
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you, this could scare you.
First episode of Howls from Hell in 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. You are listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. And I'm your host, Eric, all the way from Ottawa, joined by
Sam in Wisconsin, in Madison, still.
Yeah, and then John somewhere else. And in the city so nice that I forgot what they named it twice. So, yeah, so, you know, in this episode of Howls from Hell, you know, obviously it's 2021, and we just haven't had enough of 2020. So we decided to look back and play you the very best of 2020, because we're just not going to let go just yet.
Well, so we wanted to, you know, think about, like, there were some good things in 2020. Like, we got to focus on some positives. So.
There's a lot of good metal.
Yeah, we'll celebrate the positives.
That's it. There's
we'll
a lot. Of, yeah.
Celebrate the positives. So you heard, you know, Isan with his cover of Wrathchild. It's an excellent way to start the night. And then, yeah, it's only going to get better from there. I've picked out some especially cheesy material, so I'm quite pleased.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I went for the obvious. It's like, you know, Enslaved released a new album this year. Finn Troll released a new album this year. We got to play those.
Well, I found out that almost every single one of my favorite power or heavy metal, like, single musicians, like singers or guitarists, released a lot of solo stuff this year. I wonder why. So there's some great solo work on
Spotify. Some good soil work? What?
I purposely did not choose the new soil work, but you know what?
Wait, is soil work really still making music?
They had an EP this year. They had an EP come out. It was okay. Apologies to all 5 Soilwork fans listening.
We don't have 5 listeners, John.
Well, definitely not 5 Soilwork listeners.
They outnumber our actual listeners. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. We don't know why they're here.
They're actually the only Soilwork fans on the planet.
Oh my god.
Exactly.
They found us.
I used to really like them for like a month a long time ago.
I accidentally saw them live, so.
How do you accidentally see them live?
Because it was like a last minute supporting act change. So like the headliner was the same, but it was just like, oh, suddenly you're going to see Soilwork. And I was like, oh, I see.
Is that how they trick people into going to see them live?
Yeah, it's like that time I went to see Decapitated and Soulfly, but only Soulfly showed up.
Sounds like you got the better end of that deal.
Oh, God.
Aww.
Yes, Max Cavalera can still stand up.
Sing.
Yeah. folks, we're going to keep things rolling. We've handpicked an absolutely fine crop of our favorite tracks from this terrible past year. So stick around for the next 2 hours. We're going to be hitting you up with some great metal. Stay tuned.
Listening to Howls from Hell. From solos to tremolos, we got you covered.
Tread the night away.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah.
That was We Are the Night by Magnus Carlsen's Free Fall from his album We Are the Night. And before that, you heard Jorn Landa's cover of Die Young. And before that, you had Iron Savior with Skycrest. Oh, and before that was John Petrucci doing a Blink-182 song. Okay, so.
We love you, John.
Had some questions about some of these picks, so I was just going to run through who these people are. So, you know, John Petrucci, obviously, guitarist of Dream Theater, no introduction necessary. But Jorn is a famous power metal singer. So I guess he's most famous for his solo project called Jorn. But he features a lot in like Avantasia and those kind of groups. And then Magnus is another kind of like supergroup kind of solo project guy. So that's his thing. And he also played for like Michael Kiske and Primal Fear. And you know, one of the things I realized in 2020 is that, you know, it's a lot of people that a lot of names I know writing new stuff. So I'm like, there's a lot of stuff to go through, I think, this year, just in terms of like pure content and like taking people out of the context of like their native band and listening to them in some context of like a solo side project thing. So it's been actually pretty cool.
We're also going to start selling tickets to John's power metal TED Talk.
Yeah.
We've already booked Radio City Music Hall, so.
Yeah. The Rockettes are going to open for me. So
I'm learning the most about power metal that I ever knew, ever.
More than you ever wanted.
I got to stop.
Immediately forgetting it after the show.
Yeah. It's knowledge that you might need one day at like an obscure like dive bar trivia night or something. Or like the quiz master is a real neckbeard.
Mm-hmm. But to make room for this information, your brain forgot how to do CPR. So pretty fair trade off.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is more useful than CPR.
Actually, you can actually resuscitate someone by just telling them about power metal, and they'll wake up to make you stop. Like, please don't. I'm ready to move on now. Yeah. I feel the need to introduce the next song too, because Arion is like one of the super projects to end all super projects, where Arjen Lucassen is his Dutch guitarist / singer. He has a side project to Arion called like Star One, where every single song is just like a sci-fi thing turned into a song. So he has, you know, he has a Star Wars song. He has a Planet of the Apes song. He has, you know, whatever fantasy sci-fi, The Matrix, you know. And Arion is very much like, each album is like a concept album, and they're like metal operas, right? You have your rock operas, these are metal operas. And Arion's latest album is narrated by none other than Tom Baker, the fourth Doctor from Doctor Who. So it's about as like sci-fi nerdy as you can possibly get. And like this song, one of the main singers is Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Simone Simons is on some of the songs, you know, from Epica. And the guitarist for this song is none other than the Satch himself, Joe Satriani. So it's a pretty cool song.
That is fully loaded.
I would suggest that you just sit there and you keep it locked, and you let us take you down this journey that you didn't sign up for.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Alas, I was afraid of this. Henry indeed betrays his brother Daniel. He tells their father everything. Livid with anger, Father summons Daniel to the Great Hall. Nothing good ever happens when one is summoned to the Great Hall by one's father. And to put it mildly, this particular father is not a man to be tampered with. I think it's a pity he was ever born. We'll be right back.
Listening to Howls from Hell, from classic hits to circle pits and everything in between. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Search for a lifetime without finding you. Whoa! can't find the light. Whatever I try to do, I can never get it right.
Police are no longer with us. They're online, shaping our youth. Am I just too blind to see?
Attention, you both. all seasons, the raven and the wolf. Spread your dark wings around me, the chase is on. Just know you're not alone, forever free. I may dwell in silence, so I may come to be. Let me out now, the trial of your soul, the pain.
Listening to Howls from Hell, your weekly dose of Satan, on CKUT 90.3 FM.
walking Speed and Darkness by midnight.
Now,
here in Hell's Realm.
I feel like a comma could change a lot in that song title.
No. The comma is not needed.
No, exactly. It's the sentence, right? We're Hells from Hell, CKUT 90.3 FM, giving you an English lesson.
Yeah. The first half of our show is a lesson on power metal.
With a TED Talk.
And the etymology of the word power. And then... Now we're just
and
going
it's
straight
finally
up into,
over.
It's finally over. Yeah.
Yeah.
The best thing I could give you in 2020 is just like a bunch of things are happening and you're just like, please make it stop. I'm just like, no, there's another one.
And it's quite on point. Yeah, now we're jumping into this brand new Havokunu and Enslaved and Something in Cyrillic and all the great stuff. And the next one, which I'm psyched about, is off the new Ventral album, is Mass. And you know, I swear every single album they release is a banger. Like the last one was Blitzfeft. It was 7 years ago. It was amazing. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just.
you heard it here, folks. Ventral, nothing but bangers.
Wait, I'm just trying to figure out the Something in Cyrillic. Is it the Russian, like, Apo Black band? No.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of like, yeah, they're not Apo Black. I would say they're like Melodeath, I guess. But I don't know. This actually, the Something in Cyrillic, let's say Apoiré. I think was a metal tracker.
Oh, nice.
But I actually got super into.
Oh, good. Yeah, I am sorry for any people who speak languages written in Cyrillic, but we're never going to pronounce that correctly.
Nope.
You could run upstairs and get an expert opinion.
Oh, he is in bed.
Because, yeah, we used to have him on the show just to translate for us.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Then he went four times.
Then he went and got a life.
For shame. Well, at least we always have the new Finn Troll.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better. You are listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Time is 10:01, and this is Finn Troll. Enjoy.